What's up? What's up? And welcome back, my fellow winos. It's been a while. It's been, I believe, a couple of months, probably about 5 months if I'm not mistaken, because I am 5 months pregnant. Yay! That's some news. So yes, I am 5 months pregnant. But welcome back, guys, and welcome to season two of the Wine with Mom podcast. This season is really not gonna be wine related as much, because I really can't be testing out and drinking any wines and reviewing for you. I mean, I can like go into other details of wines, but it's no fun if you're not sipping on some wine at the same time. I guess this season is just going to be slightly different than other seasons. So yeah, that's the update. I am pregnant and there won't be no wine tasting and reviews and opinions or anything like that, because I'm pregnant and I can't have none of that, which does suck. I mean, it doesn't suck because, you know, I'm pregnant, I'm creating life and shit, but it sucks that I can't drink any wine because I really enjoy wine. But anyway, with that being said, let's go on and cue the intro. I just had like a slice of pizza, and I don't know if you guys get like this, like every time you eat something like saucy or I don't know, I guess it's saucy, right? Because it's the sauce that be fucking with you. It's like burning my throat, like giving me, is it acid reflux or heartburn, something like that? I don't know, it's burning my throat though. So like I'm like, where is my water? I'm looking for my water. Like, where is my water? I need to drink some water. But I have some Tums. It's in the other room where I can't necessarily go in and disturb anyone right now. So I have to suffer for a little bit right now. So that's all right, because I want to get through this podcast for you guys, because it's been quite some fucking time. So let's talk about some shit that's been going on in the world. This is like totally different than what I normally talk about on here. And like I said, this season is going to be slightly different because I can't be drinking any wine. I wanted to talk about the overturn of Roe versus Wade. So I don't know if many of you know what that means. So if you don't, let me just like go over it really quick. So for those of us who do not know what Roe versus Wade is, it's about a woman named Norma Corvey, or as we know, Jane Roe. So in 1969, she was 16 and pregnant and decided that she was just going to get an abortion. But at that time, she lived in Texas, and in Texas, abortion was illegal, except in like certain situations, like where they needed to save a mother's life because the pregnancy was like going to harm her, kill her, or, you know, medically not possible. I really won't go that much into detail other than she had a kind of a difficult upbringing, but she became pregnant for the third time, and for some reason, allegedly. So in some of my research, there was like mixed things. Like some articles were saying she did say this. Some articles said she didn't. So we're going to throw allegedly in there because I don't know for sure. So allegedly, some of her friends suggested that she make a false report that, this is fucking insane, that a group of black men had raped her. Because if she did state that, then she would be able to have a legal abortion under the Texas law. So her doctor at the time was Richard Lane, and he recommended that she actually consult an adoption lawyer in Dallas, and he went by the name of Henry McCluskey. But then she was actually directed to attorneys Linda Coffey and Sarah Weddington, who at the time were actually looking for women who were in search of abortions. So Roe was Jane Roe, or Norma McCorvey, and Wade was Henry Wade. He was a district attorney at the time. So her lawyers actually filed a suit against the district attorney, Mr. Henry Wade, alleging that their state's abortion laws were unconstitutional. Then a three-judge court ruled actually in her favor. But the parties involved actually appealed the ruling, and then it was sent to the Supreme Court. And on January 22nd, 1973, the Supreme Court issued a 7-2 decision that the Due Process Clause of the 14th Amendment to the United States Constitution provides a fundamental right to privacy, which would actually protect a woman who is pregnant and their rights to an abortion. The court also said that the right to an abortion is not absolute and must be balanced against the government's interest in protecting women's health and prenatal life. So at this point, they had announced a pregnancy trimester timetable in the United States, which actually meant that basically in different states across America, after a certain point in pregnancy, you cannot have an abortion. But on June 24th, 2022, the Supreme Court overruled Roe. That's what, like, in my research, like, what it was. So, like, I don't know if everyone, like, has this type of knowledge. Like, I'm pretty sure, like, a lot of, like, young kids and the younger generations and I don't know, like, generations growing up now that are, like, teenagers going into, like, 20s or whatever, but not everyone actually knows, like, the rules on abortion laws and stuff like that. So in some states, well, I guess before the overturn, right? So in some states, you had to have been a certain amount or a certain week or trimester or month, a certain amount along. So let's say 6 weeks. After 6 weeks, you're no longer eligible for an abortion. After, or maybe after the second trimester or into the trimester or going in. So, like, it was, it's like stuff like that. Like, you, in some states, it was like that. So, like, you would be able or you would be eligible for an abortion depending on how far along you are in your pregnancy. So that basically got thrown out the window, and they said, no, fuck that. No one's getting an abortion. And if you do, you're going to jail, period. Because, you know, you're taking life away. Which is so fucked up because people, like, I was reading something and, like, I read somewhere that a lady got an abortion and they charged her with life in prison because she had gotten an abortion. But it's so crazy that, like, people who are actually doing, like, crazy ass real crimes and murders, some people get less than that. Like, what the fuck? Like, and then they can be eligible for parole. Like, it should just be fucking, this world is, it's just insane, insane. So they overturned that. So now, I think if they said it was, like, up to the states to determine, like, their own abortion laws and stuff. So it's just fucking crazy. I think it's fucked up. I think it's wrong. Like, you can't get, I think in Texas, period, well, it's a lot of states where you are not allowed to get an abortion now. And if you do, you go to jail, like, because you're basically doing murder or whatever. Like, I just think it's messed up. Like, people, like the pro-life people and everything else like that, like, it's so much more and deeper than just, you know, it's illegal to have an abortion. There's so much more behind of the reason why a woman wants to get an abortion, or a girl wants to get an abortion, or a child wants to get an abortion. Like, you don't know the situations that led them to become pregnant and why they want to now terminate or need to terminate. Like, some women medically cannot hold a pregnancy, and instead of probably having a miscarriage, they, you know, or going through the whole pregnancy and then they pass away. Now you leave a baby out in the world, and who's to say that this person that is now pregnant, but she was medically not able to hold the whole pregnancy or survive the pregnancy, now the baby is going to be like an orphan. Like, because not everyone has a mom and dad that is willing to take care of them. Like, there are people who become pregnant and the man just dip off. Like, fuck you. That's your problem, not mine. Like, really? And that's also a thing. Like, so, like I said, like, then you leave a kid out in the world in an orphanage, like, or foster care or into adoption. But so many things happen to children now these days, or not even now, like, forever it's been going on, but, like, I guess it's more known now. Hello, are you speaking English? It's more out there now in the world because of social media and TV and everything else that we have access to. So basically nothing is a secret anymore. So if something happens, the whole world is gonna know. And that's where we're at. So, like, people used to think, like, back in the day, like, oh, well, if you can't care for the child, send them to the church or, you know, foster care, whatever, like, these things. But 10 out of 10, these places that your kids are going to are so much worse than where they've been. Or they're worse off. But anyway, so then you have a situation where there's, like, I think it was, like, I read somewhere that, like, a 10-year-old was raped by a grown man. I believe he was, like, 34 or 24. I don't know. A 10-year-old girl got raped by a grown man, and she became pregnant from this rape. And it's just crazy to me. So, like, if she lived in one of the states where she's unable to have an abortion, a child, a 10-year-old child who can barely wipe their own ass correctly, now has to endure entire pregnancy that came about as rape. And it's just crazy. Like, I don't think people are thinking right in this fucking world. They're just, I don't know, we're fucking going backwards in time with fucking laws and rights, and I don't know. So if you are somebody who listens to me and you're offended by what the fuck I'm saying, click the fuck off, because I'm just going to say whatever I want to say and how I feel. So I just think it's fucked up. That child shouldn't have to first endure a grown man. She doesn't even know, probably doesn't even know what sex is and anything else like that. And she probably, you know, just got her period for the first time around that time, and now she got, like, it's just fucking insane that you just think that you, and I think, like, I read somewhere of a man say that for y'all who are complaining about being raped and it's so traumatizing and it's so this and so that, just shut up, lay down and just take it. Bitch, what the fuck are you talking about? And it blows my mind that there's, like, people out in this world. Like, how about you lay down, shut the fuck up, and endure that rape as a grown man or a man, and not bitch about it? Because if you let it go, then it would just happen and it'll be over. How would you feel if somebody was doing that, forcing themselves onto you? But you got nerve to tell a victim of rape that just shut up and stop bitching and it'll be over? How the fuck would you know? It's just fucking crazy. I don't know. It's a fucking control issue. And most of this shit is fucking men. And the women who are voting for this shit is fucking crazy. So you force a woman to have a pregnancy she doesn't want. She's unable to have. She cannot care for this child. So her choice is to have this, to go through a pregnancy, right? Let's say this. She goes through a pregnancy. Then she has the baby. And these are situations of women who choose to want to have an abortion because of different situations. So one being, the person is just too young. They just are unable to take care of themselves and a child at that. Now she has to give the child up for adoption or go into foster care. Now you're putting a kid in the system, adding more children to the system that's already there that they can't even take care of. Like, it's just so crazy. Like, these places that they say, well, they can just go here or there. No, these places are not good places to be sending no kids.
So then I also read somewhere where a 16-year-old became pregnant and she was denied an abortion because they said that she wasn't mature enough for an abortion. But the fucking kicker is that you say she's not mature enough to get an abortion, but she is definitely mature enough to go through a pregnancy, deliver a baby, and possibly become like a mother. And I say possibly because she might not end up giving the baby up for like adoption or something like that. But like you tell her she's not mature enough for an abortion, but she's fucking mature enough to become a mother at 16 years old. We're the fuck backwards. Like that's not right. Something ain't right up in there. Like you people who are saying this shit, it's like y'all wires are fucking twisted or something. And then there's a female out there who is 13 weeks pregnant. I have to like do an update on her. I'll probably add that like in another episode or something, but 13 weeks pregnant and it's like her second child, but the fetus that's growing in her womb will actually not survive due to a rare medical condition. So I'm actually gonna spell what the condition is because I don't want to butcher like how exactly you say it, but it is ACRANIA, and it is a condition where I will legit read it from like what is it? Is a rare congenital disorder that occurs in the human fetus in which the flap bones in the cranial vault are either completely or partially absent. So the absence of a fetal skull with freely exposed brain tissue to amniotic fluid. So you mean to tell me that this person cannot have an abortion, or she's not allowed an abortion because you feel like she's taken a life, but she has to deliver this baby to term if it goes to term, and the baby is not going to survive. The baby's going to have to be, she's going to have to do a whole, she has to bury it. And I think that's what she said. So, quote unquote, it's hard knowing that, I'm carrying it to bury it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that is sad. Like, just give us the choice. Give us our choices. Give us our rights. Like, it just feels like, you're taking our rights and our choices away. And it's just sad just to know, like, this is really what's going on in this world now. Like I said, I just feel like shit is going back in time and it's not right and it's not working in the favor of a woman. And I think we've come too far to now revert the world in laws back to what they used to be. Like I said, it's about taking our power as a woman away, our voice as a woman, our choices as a woman, and it's going back to just basically a man's world at the end of the day. Not that it's ever changed that, but like definitely now more than ever, now we're taking it back. Like, you gave us rights. What's next? We're not allowed to vote again. Like, it's just a lot. And it's, like I said, it's just more than, just a rape or whatever. Like, there's situations where a woman is pregnant due to incest, and that, like, could you imagine being, a woman who, or a girl or a child, like that 10-year-old, like you trust someone who's close to you, who's supposed to take care of you, who's supposed to protect you, who's supposed to lovingly love you, like a family member is, and they just sexually take advantage of you and manipulate you into doing these things or force you into doing these things, and now you're pregnant now. Like, it's just heartbreaking that this is the world. We're in 2022 and I feel like we are just going back to like 1700s, 1800s, early 1900s. Like, this is just, it's just fucking insane. I think people should really think about it. Like, it's not just about, you know, being raped. It's so much more, like, medically, like, a female cannot carry a baby, and she doesn't know until she actually becomes pregnant most of the time, or like a fetus is like this woman, it's not going to survive, and now you have to be forced to endure. And I say endure because we as a woman going through a pregnancy, you endure a lot. It's, being pregnant is not something so easy and anybody can do it. It's not, and you can't, and not anybody can. Like, there's so much that goes into it, and I think that people actually need to think about what you're doing to us. Every female's pregnancy totally and completely different, and that's even with just, you know, one person or one female in all of her pregnancies. Like, every single one of my pregnancies were totally and completely different. I went through a lot with all of them, and they were all different. Like, they were all sort of the same, but they were all completely different in how my body was adapting to being pregnant and carrying a baby. Like, it's completely different. And I think that women should have a choice and have a say-so on their body, because it is their body and it is their choice whether they want to terminate or not terminate, to become a mother or not become a mother. We should have a right, just like a man has rights on what he can and cannot do with his body. We deserve our rights. It's our body. No one knows your body more than you do, as yourself, as your individual self. And I don't think that somebody up in that can just pass a law has that right and has that say so on what you can and cannot do with your body. If someone literally medically cannot carry a baby, they should have that right to say, you know what, I'd rather not die or have both of us die and just terminate the pregnancy while I can, while it's still safe to terminate. It's just way more than just, you're not getting an abortion because I'm pro-life. Like, no, it's not just about just being pro-life, because if you were pro-life, then you wouldn't force a woman to become pregnant or force a woman to continue a pregnancy she does not want or cannot keep, because it will kill them both, or it will kill her, or because it's just a traumatic thing that she just endured and now she has to go through with the pregnancy and labor and maybe keep the baby or put the baby up for adoption. Like, you're so pro-life, but how? I just want to know how you're so pro-life and so totally against abortions when continuing on with a pregnancy where it's medically, because, you know what, I don't want to say just medically, because, you know, a woman who is, I don't want to keep bringing it back to it, but like someone who is raped and they become pregnant, you go through trauma and it's a lot. Like, your brain, like, you're mentally going through a lot, and then on top of that, now you have to, you know, continue on a pregnancy. You're not allowed to terminate, and that's even more traumatic. And then you give birth, but you're still traumatized. There's just more to it than just saying, no, it's illegal. Like, give us a choice. Give us our choices. Give us our rights. Like, I don't think it's right. I don't think it's fair. I think that people out there, or the people passing these laws, should really, really consider what you're saying. And what you're saying is that women just need to shut the fuck up. And you don't have a right. And that speaks so much louder than anything else, to say that basically you don't have a right to an abortion because it doesn't matter, you just don't got a right. There's just so much more to it than just taking our choices away. So then I also read somewhere that there's a 16-year-old girl who's pregnant. I believe it's like in Florida or something. And she is not allowed to get an abortion because they told her she's not mature enough for one. But apparently she's mature enough at 16 to carry out a pregnancy, go through the birth, and possibly raise the child if that's what she wants to do, is like, you know, keep the baby and raise it. So she's not mature enough for an abortion, but she's mature enough to become a mother at 16. These are things that just don't, they just don't fucking make any sense. Like, at 16, she's mature enough to make the decision that she would like an abortion, because I'm pretty sure she's still in high school. So why not allow her to get an abortion if that's what she wants to do? So that way she can finish her high school years, go to college if that's what she wanted to do, and then become a mother when she decides to become a mother as an adult who is well and capable of taking care of a child financially, mentally, and physically. But no, you're going to force her to become a mother at 16. This shit just doesn't make any fucking sense. Like, these decisions should not be up to anybody else but the person that it's affecting. Basically, at the end of the day, it's like taking a woman's choice and voice away. And for the women that are also out there helping these men pass these laws, what do you think is gonna be next? They're gonna take your seat so that way you also do not have a say-so, a voice, a choice, and a vote. So instead of helping these men pass laws to take our rights, our choices away, instead you should be on a woman's side. You're on that seat as a woman representing women in the right way, not in the way in favor of a man or of men. So I don't know. I just think it's all fucked up. But I just think, like, it's just wild that people think that they have so much control. Or, like I said, yes, it's control. Like, you want a say-so on what a female does with her body because you don't like how the world is turning out now, where women have voices and men are fucking offended and they feel like we're dominating. So they don't like that. They want the power back.
But that's all I have for you all today. Like I said, this season is not really going to be wine related, given the fact that I cannot drink any wine. Ooh, sad, but that's all right. It's all right. But I will soon. So don't give up on me. This season will be different. So if you stick around, I thank you so much. You are appreciated. And yeah, that's all I have for you guys. Bye.